there is a notion among some that slowing immigration to the U.S. will expand job opportunities for those of us who are already here. If you were looking for an economist to refute that notion, you wouldn't have to look very far. As indicated by writer Binyamin Applebaum, many economists believe that skilled immigrant workers are good for the U.S. economy. For instance, the U.S. could import software from other nations, or import their software engineers, who would then be taxed on their earnings. A recent immigration reform proposal calls for sharply reducing the number of people admitted as family members of current residents, while continuing to issue 140,000 merit-based green cards each year. But data indicate that approximately one-third of family members who have received green cards since the year 2000 had college degrees, many of them from emerging nations like India and China. The economic implications of lower-skilled immigrants is more hotly debated and far more complex. Some economists claim that immigration of lower-skilled people to the U.S. reduces the incomes of American workers lacking high school degrees. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.